Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being my friend, I said you told us my brother. Day or night, you'll be there any time at all, Dr. Robert.
Manual, so I provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Fantastic health, excellent health, great health. Isn't that what everybody wants? Better energy, mental clarity, optimal physical function, and the absence of disease? Well, if that's what you want, you've come to the right place. Welcome to this hour of the show. Now, unlike the government, I really am here to help you out with your health. So if you've got a health concern going on right now, a health question, something on your mind about yourself or somebody else in your life that you'd like to call in on behalf of, you can. Here's the number into the show. We're going to get to open line health questions this hour. Won't you join us? Our number into the show, 1-888-553-7262. 888-55 Dr. Bob on your touchtone phone. 1-888-553-7262. Also, we have a health poll question going on right now. Love to get your opinion of it. And it goes like this. Are you confident that when the presidential election is decided this coming week, hopefully, our nation will seek peace and tranquility? Yes or no? Vote at DrBob.com. We're going to go to your phone calls in a moment. Jeff in Tennessee, you're going to be first. Stand by. Let's begin, however, this hour, as promised, with a discussion about what in the heck does manual labor have to do with increasing your risk of dementia? A new study is saying hard work is not what experts are talking about when they refer to the benefits of physical activity. Physical activity may take just as heavy a toll on your mind as does the body. A new study conducted by the University of Copenhagen found that men who make a living working at highly strenuous tasks are 55% more likely to develop dementia, where you lose your mind, you lose your memory, you lose your cognitive skills. Dementia, of course, is that umbrella term that is used for these devastating diseases. Many people think about Alzheimer's disease, but there are many different forms of dementia where you lose your thinking, problem solving, and your memory. The study that I'm talking about here relied on data from over 4,700 men who documented the type of labor they were engaged in on a daily basis. Now, the group which has been followed for decades were significantly more likely to develop dementia even after accounting for other factors such as blood pressure, their weight, and even smoking. The findings, which run counter to conventional wisdom, reveal that not all forms of physical activity are created equal. For example, the World Health Organization Guide to Preventing Dementia and Disease on Whole mentions physical activity as a important factor. But the lead researcher of this particular study says our study suggests that it must be a good form of physical activity which hard physical work is not. Guides from the health authority should therefore differentiate between physical activity in your spare time and physical activity at work, as there is a reason to believe that the two forms of physical activity have the opposite effects. Previous studies have shown that hard labor can impact the heart's ability to circulate blood, which can affect the blood flow to the brain. This can lead to a host of issues, including high blood pressure, heart cramps, blood clots, and heart failure. Researchers are hoping the findings will encourage employers to act now to make their workplaces safer for employees, because changes in the brain can continue long after people have retired. The solution is not a matter of avoiding heavy lifting, but better preparing the body for the rigors of the job. People with a shorter education doing manual labor also need to take preventive steps by strengthening their body's capacity via, strength training. So if you know you're going to get into a job that involves heavy strain, heavy-duty manual labor, you better be prepared for it. You better get your body ready for it and get it in shape. Okay, so there you have it. Information to suggest that manual labor may increase the risk of dementia. Now, on the back end of that, I wanted to insert here the fact that there are so many reasons, multifaceted, multifactorial reasons why people lose their memory, from genetics to environmental factors, epigenetic issues to medical drugs. You know, the thought of memory loss as a result of some medical drug or medication that are supposed to be aiding in your healing process to begin with is a scary one, but it's true. And there's a long list of drugs that can absolutely mess you up in your brain and in your memory, including categories such as muscle relaxants. People are taking a lot of muscle relaxants. Doctors love to prescribe these for back pain rather than sending their patients to where they need to go, to the chiropractor or the massage therapist or the acupuncturist or the physical therapist. They just love to give out these muscle relaxants, which are basically glorified tranquilizers. Also, drugs for incontinence will also cause memory loss. Narcotic pills, again, class of painkillers, cause memory loss. Anti-seizure drugs, well, those are drugs which you can't get away from if you have a seizure disorder. Parkinson's drugs for Parkinson's disease. Last weekend we talked about how using nicotine supplementally, not smoking, but using it through patch, through gum, and other means, so that you can get enough in your system to mitigate some of the effects, the shakiness, the pill rolling, the tremoring in Parkinson's disease. Go back and listen to the podcast of that show in the podcast library at drbob.com. Also, these antidepressants, tricyclic antidepressants, the old antidepressants, cause memory loss. Allergy medications, even over-the-counter and prescription allergy medications, can absolutely cause certain ones memory loss, as do motion sickness drugs. You know, the scopolamine, the little dot you put behind your ear when people go out on the boat or they go or they fly. Those drugs are potent and are well known to cause memory loss and even hallucinations. So I am not a fan of those at all. So given that, what can you do as a consumer to reduce your risk of brain malfunctions and improve your memory? How can you eat your way to better memory and better cognition? Well, here's a list of foods you might want to start including: avocados, beets, blueberries, broccoli, celery, coconut oil, and eating coconut in general with the medium-chain triglycerides in it. Egg yolks, good for memory. There are certain constituents of the egg yolks. Don't separate the egg whites from the egg yolks. Eat the whole food if you're going to eat eggs at all. Extra virgin olive oil, green leafy vegetables, rosemary, the herb, salmon with all the omega-3 fats, the good fats, turmeric, and walnuts. That's just a short list of foods that you can consume to generally help your memory, generally improve your cognition, and protect your brain. Watch out for the medical drugs, because so many of them will absolutely cause memory loss and cognitive decline, as well as excessive manual strain in a certain person over time that risks dementia. And this particular study done in Copenhagen University on over 4,700 men over decades following them proves it. It doesn't mean stop physical activity on your downtime, like race walking and biking and hiking and doing resistance training and things like that. All good to counter the generally sedentary lifestyle that we live in our workplace. All right. When we come back, we're going to go to your open line phone calls. Jeff in Tennessee, you're going to be up first. And if you want to join us with a question about your health, you can. Our number into the program, 888-553-7262. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy go banging on his door, you can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks, you can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Welcome you back to this segment of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program and telling others to do the very same thing. Each and every week we're here, same time, same place. And if you think that there are others in your life that could benefit by listening to the show, why don't you just invite them in? Simply jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now, the frequency on the dial, if it's an AM or FM station, the time of the day, and pass that on to as many people as you can. In fact, send it out on your social platform, your social media platform, so that they know how to tune in. And also let them know about my website, where they can stay in touch with me always at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Now, several callers called in and wanted me to repeat the list of drugs that cause memory loss and the list of foods that increase memory. We just don't have enough time to repeat this stuff, and I apologize for talking fast. I do, and I try to get out as much information as possible, but here's the good news. Each week, you have the opportunity to go back and listen to the show all over again in our podcast library, which is basically recordings of all shows, past shows, and as of this coming Wednesday, by Wednesday, this show will be in that podcast library at drbob.com. Just follow the links to the podcast library, and there will be 3 hours of today's show. All right, let's get back to work with your telephone calls and questions on the subject of health, health questions we're taking, and also health comments. And if you want to join us, if you have a health dilemma, a health issue, a health problem, call in, tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. I'm here for you. Our number, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, or 888-553-7262. Back to the phones. Next up is Jeff in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Jeff. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm 58 years old. I've had a long history of the low HDL cholesterol, say 30 years or so. Low testosterone levels starting around 2008, and then just 2014 with some so-called asthmatic-like conditions that started up. I used to be a long-distance runner, started about 2004 with that, and was been very stressful job the last, say, 10 or 12 years, and some probably mold exposure during that job. It's okay. One of those three things are connected or...
Could be. In fact, the strenuous exercise could very well be connected to the asthma, because you can burn out your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands make all kinds of important hormones that reduce swelling and inflammation and keep your lungs working well, and tie into your hormone system. So that could have done the long distance running, could have in fact done that. But there's ways to check, Jeff, to see if there's been damage to your adrenal glands, which sit atop your kidneys. They're so important for both of the things you're talking about here and everything you're talking about here. There's a way to measure a particular hormone called DHEA, dihydroepiandrosterone. You can measure it through saliva testing, where you spit into a little vial that goes into a laboratory and measures the DHEA. It measures your cortisol level, which is your stress hormone coming out of the same glands, your adrenal glands. And it measures some other factors, SIGA, secretory SIGA coming out of the bowel, which is really an immune factor, very important. But in the meantime, let's just talk about how to get the HDL up. What type of HDL are we talking about? Below 55?
Yes, in the 30s.
Oh, geez. That's very low. One thing you can do for and sometimes it's a genetic factor. There may be a history in your family of low HDL. You might check with other family members. But sometimes B-complex vitamin deficiency can lead to low HDL, and eating too much simple carbohydrate will also suppress HDL. So if you like sweets and sugar and alcohol and desserts and ice cream and candies and stuff like that, that's something I would attempt to cut way back on or give up, because we know those will sabotage, and they will also leach your B-complex vitamins right out of your body, rape and pillage them out, and that leads to, can lead to a problem with the development of or the making of high-density lipoprotein, which is that protective cholesterol that shuttles the bad cholesterol, which is the lousy density lipoprotein, the LDL cholesterol, small particle, away from your arteries. So you want to, you know, keep your blood sugar in good balance, stay away from sugar, high refined foods, processed foods, Jeff. And I would also, with you, because of the host of symptoms that you have with the asthma, with the HDL being low, the testosterone being low, you are a candidate for testing. Which, what does that mean? It means, you know, you want to do something objective to actually see if there's a scientific way to say, okay, well, here it is. My doctor may have found my low LDL or low HDL or low testosterone, but I haven't gotten any further. I certainly don't want to take drugs to try to solve the problem, because that's just going to add pollution to an already malfunctioning body. What can I do? And so doing a salivary, what is called an adrenal stress index test, ASI for short, adrenal stress index panel, where you take these little beakers, you spit into it, that gets sent out to a laboratory, very simple, straightforward, and they measure your saliva, and they can measure all these wonderful things and tell you what to do to bring everything back into the normal range where you're starting to function better, feeling better. Meanwhile, there's no reason why you can't do take some extra B-complex vitamins. And if you do exercise, it should be like walking, race walking exercise, not strenuous exercise for you until you're ready for it. Eating more foods that also help bring around your system, like cold water fish, like salmon, you know, high omega-3 fish, flax seeds or flaxseed oil. Eggs are fine for you. Beans, whole grains. You know, these are the these olive oil. These are the kinds of foods that you should be, and more of a sort of like a Mediterranean style diet, Jeff. Not the standard American diet or the sad diet. And you can get books. You can actually purchase books on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com, their books area, and purchase a book on Mediterranean cooking. There's recipes. There's ideas behind why people who eat Mediterranean diets have less disease, they live longer, they have less heart disease, and it sounds like you're a candidate for that. But if you want to get tested on this adrenal stress index test, it's very simple. You call a company by the name of Nutritional Testing Services, and they'll send you out one of these little kits in the mail. It's really simple to do. You just simply spit in a beaker, you put it back in the mail. Laboratory gets it, and then you get this report of findings and recommendations, what's wrong and what to do to fix it. And it's, the fix is really all natural. It's taking certain supplementation that are very specific to you, tailor-made to your chemistry, not just a cookie-cutter approach. So give the folks over at Nutritional Testing Services a call and ask them about the adrenal stress index test. Their number, 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. They do all kinds of tests. Adrenal stress index, male and female hormone tests, comprehensive digestive tests, nutritional blood analysis tests. They do it all. 800-606-8822. And Jeff, thank you for your phone call. I wish you well, sir.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TumiHealth.com. That's Tumi, T-O-O-M-E-Y, health.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CAN-C. CAN-C eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CAN-C has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CAN-C eye drops. I personally use CAN-C eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We have a health poll question going on. If you're just tuning into the program, we'd love to get your opinion of it. Go over to my website and vote on this at drbob.com, drbob.com. Are you confident that when the presidential election is decided this coming week, hopefully, our nation will seek peace and tranquility? Yes or no? Are you confident that that will happen once the election's over? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. DOCTOR Bob.com. Now we're going to go back to your phone calls and questions, open line health questions in just a little bit. Robert in New Jersey, you're up next. Stand by. And if you want to join us with a question about your health or the health of somebody else, or you want to make a health comment, you can call into the program toll free on our nationwide phone number. It is 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's 888-553-7262. Now, before we go back to the phone calls and questions, they just keep on coming. People want help, and I'm here to provide that. 888-553-7262. Here's a little anatomy about the male prostate gland. It's a walnut-sized gland situated just below the bladder. That's what the prostate gland is. Urine flow is a good indicator of prostate problems. If your urinary stream is proud and full, no problem whatsoever. But if your urinary stream has dwindled, you need help. Untreated BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia can lead to other forms of health challenges. Men, listen to me now on this. It's very important. If you're over the age of 40, the likelihood, and the older you get, 50, 60, 70s, the likelihood of you becoming challenged by prostate issues happens. For example, you start noticing you're getting up more than once a night. That is a shoe-in for a bloated prostate gland. You notice during the daytime hours, you're having to urinate more often, and your stream is low. That's a sign of a prostate problem. If you're having less luck in the workshop vis-a-vis the bedroom, that also could be a sign that your prostate is involved and it's affecting your testosterone levels. There's a way to solve this, gentlemen, so you don't have to get up all night long and pathway to the restroom and disturb your sleep. You can solve it with a nutritional supplement that's guaranteed to solve these problems called PT9. PT9 has 9 different ingredients in it that have been scientifically determined to help reduce the bloating in a male prostate gland, guaranteed or your money back. This has helped hundreds of thousands of men solve their prostate problems so they don't continue to get worse and end up in some type of medical invasive procedure. You don't want that for sure. PT9, guaranteed to work or your money back. Here's the number to call. Call right now. Get PT9 in the mail so that you can start the healing process and preventing problems in the future. 1-800-317-9863 for PT9. 800-317-9863. Try PT9 and experience the relief for yourself, or you get your money back. It's risk-free. 1-800-317-9863 for PT9. All right, back to your telephone calls and your questions. Next up is Robert in New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Robert. Hello.
Hello. Doctor, the question I have to ask, I'm 90 years old, and I eat a lot of canned vegetables and soup. Is there any value to canned vegetables and soup?
Well, certainly there is. Better than taking no vegetables in, Robert. I mean, you've made it already to your 9th decade of life. You're doing something right. You chose the right parents. Now, when you're calling into the show, Robert, you must turn your radio down in the background because it will reverberate and people will be confused. So the question is, are canned vegetables okay to eat? Yes, they are. Better than no vegetables at all. Now, fresh vegetables and raw vegetables are the best. Because once they high heat the vegetables, when they flash heat them before they put them into the cans, there's a certain amount of nutrient loss that does occur, particularly vitamin C. Vitamin C is very sensitive to heat. They fast blanch these vegetables to put them into the cans. They also add sodium. And sodium is not that good for us. We get too much of it on a daily basis anyway. Most Americans are like getting double and triple the amount of sodium, especially if you're eating canned vegetables or you're eating out in restaurants and so forth. You get a lot of it. It's hidden. It's innocuous. So eat the raw vegetables when you can, or steam them or lightly saute them, and less of the canned vegetables. But soups are great, fantastic. Try to get the natural soups that you can find, Robert, in the health grocery stores. They have natural soups that are low in sodium, that are high in nutrition, and you'll do just fine. All right, does that help you out, Robert?
Yeah, that helps me a lot.
All right, I think you bet. Thank you, sir, for your phone call. Good health to you. Next up is Constantine in New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Constantine. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Constantine. What's your question?
My question is about my eyes that keep dripping and something like glue. My eyelids, they get glue.
Okay. Yeah, you have that matted kind of stuff. Okay, so what you should do, if that's been going on, is see your eye doctor, because you may have an infection you're making excessive amounts of fluid and mucus, which could be in response to some organism that's in and around your eye. It could be dry eye syndrome, too. You might want to start drinking a little bit more water, about half your body weight in ounces of water per day. Cut back on the caffeine and the alcohol. They can dehydrate you. Increase maybe some essential fatty acids, like taking salmon oil or flax oil. That's good. But when you have matted up eyes like that, there's usually a reason behind it. There may be some, and there are some natural eye drops that you can use, but I'm always concerned that if there is an infection there and we don't fix it, it could lead to a corneal ulcer, because some of the bacteria that can get into the eye can be very virulent and can damage the eye in a hurry and get out of control. So I would want you to have an eye doctor evaluate what's coming out of the eye, the exudates coming out of the eye, the matting of that mucus, to find out why your body's trying to surround something and quash it. And then maybe you can figure it out from there. All right. Thank you, Constantine, for your phone call. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Dr. Bob Martin back with you. You're invited to help me help you with your health. You know, because it is a jungle out there. What foods do you need to avoid to get better, to feel better? Which ones should you eat more of? What supplements specifically should you take? What natural remedies would benefit you? What type of health practitioner should you see? Got a health question? Well, I'll do my very best to give you a health answer. Here's the number into the program as we're in an open line segment where you can call in and ask a question about your own health or somebody else's health. Toll-free nationwide number, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. 1-888-553-7262. Next hour, we're going to have this week's installments of the Product Recall of the Week, the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week, and the Health Mystery of the Week. A whole bunch of news to come that you'll be interested in, including this. Many people are wondering that once you do get the coronavirus, which we all will, just like a common cold, just like the flu, everybody is going to be impacted by it to a greater or lesser extent. It's going to happen. The only way you're going to be able to, according to many experts now, avoid coronavirus, we're talking about COVID-19 here, or the common cold, which is in the coronavirus family, the only way you're going to avoid that is to leave the planet or find a cave somewhere where there's no people. That's not practical. It's impossible. Therefore, you have to prepare yourself now and get prepared for it so you can battle through it, build the antibodies, and become resistant to the next time. But how long are you immune after you develop a coronavirus? Well, studies might say that it's longer than we thought. That question comes up a lot these days. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, people have been wondering the same thing. Am I immune to the virus after I am infected? And if enough people are exposed and develop antibodies against the antigen, which is the element that gets you sick, the virus, is that enough to slow or stop the spread? Well, at first, answers to those questions were very discouraging. Some sources have said that we only have immunity for a short period of time after the infection, that we're prone to another infection right away, sometimes weeks, sometimes even months, which is not enough to change the spread pattern of the pandemic. Now, as the body of research and knowledge around COVID-19 builds, new developments offer different perspectives. Two recent studies show that coronavirus antibodies may stick with us longer than we thought. And, of course, it's going to vary from person to person. There's a lot of factors involved. In one study, newly infected individuals' antibodies were measured at the time of the infection and periodically thereafter. Researchers showed that antibody titers had little to no decrease after 75 days. So here we have, what is that, 2.5 months after the person was exposed to a COVID-19 infection, that they had plenty of levels of antibodies. 2.5 months later, no change whatsoever. They were still there. In another study, patients' antibodies were again measured at the first signs of illness and periodically thereafter. This study showed that antibodies were present for at least 3 months after the first symptom of onset. Now, this differs from a study from earlier in the summer, which measured a steep drop in antibody levels after 2.5 months. So the jury is still out on this completely. And they're still, because this is novel, that's what they call it, novel, new. We're still going to school. The learning curve is steep when it comes to this manufactured in a laboratory in Wuhan, China virus. And this particular study shows that the spread of the virus could potentially slow down if enough people are infected, which will eventually happen. We will get to herd immunity. Unfortunately, there's going to be casualties along the way. One casualty is one too many. And we do, without a doubt, need to protect those vulnerable to extreme immune system upregulation vis-a-vis the cytokine storm that we learn about where people have to be intubated and so forth. Most of them don't survive. We need to protect those people until we figure something else out. The possibility of herd immunity, which is a situation where enough people are exposed and immune to slow or stop spread, is still uncertain, but longer living antibodies that we previously thought is a good sign. The longer antibodies are in the system protecting you, the more the spread can slow down as well. So, bottom line, the immune system is going to get trained. It will rise to the occasion. We'll all be better off as a result of it in the end. Unfortunately, tragically, there's going to be casualties along the way with the weak and the infirm and those people who are susceptible. This is a call to action to stay on top of your health game and get it right. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Bet your ass it ain't hydrochloroquine to be corona.
Welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, don't go anywhere. Coming up next hour, I have for you the top five reasons not to get a flu shot. Wait until you hear what a Dr. Alvin Moss, MD, says about flu shots and the top five reasons why not to get one. This may fascinate you. We're also going to be talking about the fact that grocery store workers are much more susceptible to COVID, apparently, and are super spreaders. We'll get into that. Plus, Americans with lower education levels suffer much greater pain. All of that straight ahead. Let's see if we can squeeze another phone call in before the end of the hour. However, here is Fred calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Fred. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Thank you so much for what you do. You're amazing. I have had a problem for the last 2 weeks. My knee's swollen. And a fever of unknown origin at one point, and another blood work turned out to be positive. The fluids in my knee, there was a bloody tap, the first tap, and it was negative for everything. They did see some arthrosis in my knees, but I've never had really any problem. I've always had clicking and stuff. I've done heavy work at some point in time and worked out religiously and heavy squats and all that stuff. Really, really crazy weight, like 750 pounds squatting and deadlifting. But, you know, so I'm 68 now, and I realize that, you know, the wear and tear, it's going to be there.
Yeah, but not like sure swelling, like not to have something like this just come from nowhere, Fred. This, and with a fever, this is indicating that there's an infection somewhere in your body, something in your immune system that's creating an autoimmune type reaction. This is usually what we see in the weight bearing joints, which the knee is one of, and it's one that we bend and utilize a lot. So the fever coupled with swelling in both knees, I mean, you'd literally have to, you know, jump off of a one-story building and land on your feet to create this or fall down, you know, to generate this. And if you can't say that that has occurred, then it's something else. It's microorganisms. And they can tap the knees all they want. They're not going to find the problem. It's in your bloodstream. It could be coming from anywhere from an infection coming out of your mouth, like a root canal, to an infection that's percolating in your gastrointestinal tract, or due to stress, an old infection has come out. We have hundreds of thousands of viruses and bacteria that roam in our body just waiting for an opportunity to get out of control. My suggestion, start on Turmeric Plus to get the swelling down. Turmeric Plus by North American Herb and Spice. The CBD oil would be great. I like the R10, omega-3, and get to a doctor who can understand this.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.